భక్తి సంఘ కాన్ఫరెన్స్. టుడే వీఆర్ ఫార్చునేట్ టు హ్యావ్ హిస్ గ్రేస్ అఖించిన కృష్ణ ప్రభుజీ టు ఎన్లైటింగ్ అస్ ఆన్ ద టాపిక్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 5th canto 19th చాప్టర్ వర్స్ 20 ఆన్వర్డ్స్. హరే కృష్ణ. హరే కృష్ణ సురేష్ శ్యామ్ ప్రభుజీ, ప్లీజ్ యాక్సెప్ట్ మై హంబుల్ ఆబ్సెన్స్ ఆల్వేస్ టు శీల ప్రపాంది గురు మహారాజ్. ఐ వుడ్ లైక్ టు హ్యాండ్ ఓవర్ కాల్ టు యూ ప్రభుజీ ఫర్ బ్రీఫ్ ఇంట్రడక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ప్రభుజీ.
హరే కృష్ణ మాతాజీ, దండవత్ ప్రణామం. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ప్రభుపాద అండ్ గురు మహారాజ్. A brief introduction about Prabhuji. His Grace Akinchan Krishna Prabhuji hails from Mumbai. He has dedicated full time to monastic services, brahmacharya in ISKCON in the year 1999. He had a short stint working in the industry for 2 years in Blue Star Limited and PC Software Limited. After completing his graduation in electronics and telecommunication engineering and post-graduation in business management, served as a value educator in schools, Gita for college youths, and gives seminars for corporate young professionals on stress and time management, Gita principles for a satisfying life, and motivational seminars for youths in ISKCON Chowpatti's Prerana Youth Festival. He is a regular Srimad Bhagavatam speaker in ISKCON Girgaon Chowpatti. He has been taking weekly spiritual discourses for devotee communities in Panvel, Khargar and Sea Woods, South Mumbai. He also organizes 2-month spiritual trips and talks for the British sabbatical youths from the Bhakti Vedanta Manor every year. Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Back to you, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. And enlightening on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, now I would like to hand over call, Prabhuji. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Conference Call. Hare Krishna.
Mataji, can you give me 1 minute? Just 1 minute.
Yes.
Just 1 minute. You can maybe read something. Just 1 minute. Yeah.
Can we read the verse, Prabhuji?
Yeah, you may please read the verse, chant the verse and be ready. And I'm just coming in 1 minute.
Thank you. Mataji, can you all see the verse?
Yeah. Anybody would like to read, Mataji? Hare Krishna. If anybody want to read, please go ahead.
Yeah, I can read, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, please, Prabhuji.
Hey. Yeah, yo aso bhagavati sarva bhutatmani atmane ఆనిరుక్తి ఆనిలయనే పరమాత్మని వాసుదేవే అనన్య నిమిత్త భక్తి యోగ లక్షణ నానాగతి నిమిత్త విద్యా గ్రంథి రంధన ద్వారేన యదహి మహాపురుష పురుష ప్రసంగ. సో సినానమ్స్ మాతాజీ. థ్యాంక్ యూ మాతాజీ. యహ ఎనీవన్ హూ అసౌ దట్ Bhagavati unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sarva Bhuta, Bhuta Atmani, the super soul of the living entities, Atman, Anatmaye, having no attachment, Anirukte, who is beyond the mind and speech, Anilaye, Anilayane, not dependent on anything else, Parama Atmani, unto the Supreme Soul, Vasudeve, Lord Vasudeva, the son of Vasudeva, Ananya, without any other, Nimitta, cause, Bhakti Yoga Lakshanaha, having symptoms of pure devotional service, Nana, Gati, of varied destinations, Nimitta, the cause, Avidya, Granthi, the bondage of ignorance, Randhana, of cutting, Dwarena, by means, Yadha, when, he indeed, Mahapurusha, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Purusha, with the devotee, Prasangaha, an intimate relationship. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. After many, many births, when the results of one's pious activities mature, one gets an opportunity to associate with pure devotee. then one is able to cut the knot of bondage to ignorance, which bound him because of varied fruitive activities. As a result of associating with devotees, one gradually renders service to Lord Vasudeva, who is transcendental, free from attachment to material world, beyond the mind and words, and independent of everything else. That bhakti yoga, devotional service to the Lord Vasudeva, is the real path of liberation. So shall we read the purport also, Mataji, or wait for ask Prabhuji?
You can read the purport also.
Yeah, okay, Prabhu. Thank you. Yeah. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Brahman realization is the beginning of liberation, and Paramatma realization is still further advancement toward the realm of liberation. But one achieves liberation when he understands his position as an eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Muktir hita vanyata rupam swarupena vyavasthitaha. In the material world, in the bodily concept of life, everyone is working in the wrong direction. When one becomes Brahma Bhuta, spiritually realized, one understands that he is not the body, and that he, and that working in that bodily concept of life is useless and misdirected. Then his devotional service begins. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 18:54, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Sochati Na Kangshati Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Labate Param. One who is thus transcendentally situated realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to everything, every living entity. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me. Pure devotional service is actually liberation. When one is attracted by the beauty of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his mind is always engaged at the Lord's lotus feet, and is no longer interested in subjects that do not help him in self-realization. In other words, he loses all attraction for material activities. In the Taittiriya Upanishad 2.7, it is said that Esha hi eva nandayati yada hi evasya etasmin na drishye anatmaye nirukte anilaye abhayam pratistam vindate ata so abhayam gato bhavati. A living entity becomes established in spiritual, blissful life when he fully understands that his happiness depends on spiritual realization, which is the basic principles of ananda, bliss. And when he is eternally situated in the service of the Lord, who has no other Lord above him. That's it, Mataji. Right. Yeah. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Prabhuji, I mispronounced some words. Can, if you don't mind, you can repeat. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Dhanavad.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, that was prose. Therefore, there is no meter for this kind of verses. Fair enough. And, so I will read the translation once again. Is my voice audible to all of you?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay. Okay. So after many, many births, is my video audible to you?
Yes, Prabhuji, audio and video is clear, Prabhuji.
Okay. After many, many births, when the results of one's pious activities mature, one gets an opportunity to associate with pure devotees. Then one is able to cut the knot of bondage to ignorance, which bound him because of varied fruitive activities. As a result of associating with devotees, one gradually renders service to Lord Vasudev, who is transcendental, free from attachment to the material world, beyond the mind and words, and independent of everything else. That bhakti yoga, devotional service to Lord Vasudev, is the real path of liberation. Hare Krishna. So, please excuse me, I was a little late because I got it wrong.
Shyama Gauri Mataji correctly said that it was 450, but I read the previous message that it was 550 and I get confused. I think some daylight saving something is there. So here, this section is the prayers to the deity of Bharat Varsha. Prayers to the deity of Bharat Varsha. And the connection, the link is that what causes liberation in Bharata, the pure devotees of the Lord. Now, why is Bharat Varsha glorified? Because you find pure devotees. What else do you find in Bharata? You find holy places. Ayodhya, Mathura, Maya, Kashi, Kanchi, Ravantika, Puri, Dwaravata, Uchaiva, Saptaita, Mokshadaita. Yes, you might have heard this very famous popular verse. That all these holy places are to be found in Bharata. Ayodhya, Mathura, Maya, Kashi, Kanchi, Ravantika, Puri, Dwaravata, Chaiva, Saptai, Tamokshadaika. That simply by setting your foot on any of these holy places, Mokshadaika, you are awarded liberation. And how else, and as you see that in the scriptures, all those holy places that have been mentioned are in Bharatvarsha. Bharata. And obviously, besides, and the most important, more important than the holy places, are the pure devotees of the Lord. Just as Yudhishthir Maharaj is saying to Narada that you are verily moving, walking holy place. One are the holy places which are there, and another are the pure devotees. That means you find pure devotees. And in fact, when pure devotees move around, they create holy places. How are holy places created in the first place? They have been created by the Lord by setting his foot on this holy land. On this land, he creates holy places and also his devotees. Like for example, just a few days ago, I was in a place in Maharashtra known as Pachora. Have you heard? Some of you may be Maharashtrians. Yes, Pachora. So I had never heard of this name, word, this place Prabhuji. Before.
Prabhuji, I am from
Jaipur. You are from Pachora?
Yes.
What's your good name?
Shyama Gauri.
No.
Yes, not actually Pachora, but near Pachora, the big city, Jalgaon.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, dekho, just see the coincidence. My God. So, you know, like, I didn't know anything about it till my friend who was here in Chopati, he took a transfer from our temple and went there. Because he was born in Pachora and he wanted to develop that place. And ISKCON is in its infant stage there. But one life member has come forward and not life member, in fact, a well-wisher has come forward and has donated about 1.5 crore rupees.
Wow.
To that ISKCON temple, 1 3-acre land and a temple also he's building. So, a Sindhi community, Marwadi community, they're all coming forward to support the coming up of that temple. So, he got in touch with me saying that the second year departure anniversary of his mother, he needs a speaker to come and speak in Hindi. So, he knows I speak in Hindi. So, contacted me. I went for 3 or 4 days. So I read that that word, that name in English. So I thought it was Pachora. In English, when you write P-A-C-H-O-R-A, so I thought Pachora. And then when I reached that place, I saw in Hindi, you actually understand what is the real name is. So it was Pachora. So the first question to my friend was, what is the meaning of Pachora? Why is it called as Pachora? So he said that Draupadi or the Pandavas, it seems, were in their Vanavas period, in their exile period, they happened to be there.
And yes, Prabhuji. And there is one more place like Padmalai. And there is place where the Bhima killed Bakasura. He was eating rice. So one stone is there, and there is white dots on there. Like, so they say this is the rice. You know, he was they were fighting, and the rice fell here. Like that place is there, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, can you hear me?
We can hear you, Mataji, but Prabhuji is frozen.
Prabhuji is frozen.
Prabhuji is internet.
Hare Krishna, can you see me? All right.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Yeah, I think there's something wrong with my computer. So, so as I was saying, that as Mataji was also saying, that the Panchali was there, and therefore that place came to be known as Pachora. So, holy place. It's a holy place, and it gets created when pure devotees, because the holy men, they carry the Lord within their hearts. And therefore, when they travel from one place to another, they create holy places because of the presence of the Lord within their hearts. And therefore, it is said that the holy places have the power to award liberation, and the pure devotees have the power to award liberation. And a similar verse is there, I've heard in Garga Samhita, it is said that Yada Tirthatanam Kurvan Shata Janma Tapa Paraha Tada Satsangam Etyashu Shri Krishnam Prapnuyam Naga. That Yada Tirthatanam Kurvan, that when a person performs Tirthyatra, Tirthatanam Kurvan Shata Janma Tapa Paraha, and for 100 lives he performs austerities. And then Tada Satsangam Etyashu, then he gets the association of devotees, and Shri Krishnam Parapnu Yam Naraha, and then he gets the gets Krishna devotion for Krishna. So that association of devotees is attained after a lot of austerities, lot of purification, and many lifetimes. So, it is similar to the verse, in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, from the 6th chapter, 41st verse, that verse, Prapya Punya Kratam Lokan, Ushitva Shashwati Samaha, Srimatam Shuchinam Gehe, Yoga Brashto Vijayate. That when a yogi dies, when he has not completed his yoga practice, then he goes to heaven and stays there for a very long time. Prapya punya kritam loka. Punya krit, that means a devotee or a yogi is awarded piety. Is awarded pious results, even though he has not performed piety. He has performed spiritual activity, but the Lord awards him punya karma and sends him to heaven. Prapya punya krit loka. That means a place where pious people go. That means to heaven. Ushitva Shashwati Samaha, and he lives there for a very long time, as good as eternity, which means in God's time, that means how much? 306.7 million years, something like that. That is the lifespan of a God. So then after that, he comes down to earth and he takes birth in Shuchinam Shrimatam Gehe. He takes birth in a wealthy family, in a pure family, pious family. Yoga Brashto Vijayate. And then Krishna goes on to say in the 42nd verse of the Bhagavad Gita that what if the devotee is very, very advanced? He's very advanced. And then when he dies, he's not attained perfection, but he's very advanced. Then what happens to him? Then he says, Athava yoginam eva kule bhavati dhimatam etatte durlabataram loke janma yadidrish. So he says that such a yogi who's very advanced, I don't send him to heaven, Krishna says. Krishna says, I don't send him to heaven. I straight away award him birth in a yogi family, in a devoted family. Those who are Vaishnava family. Athava yogi nameva kule bhavati dhimata. And then etad dhi durlabataram. Such a birth is very, very durlab, very rare. Loke janma yaditrisham. In this world, taking birth that way. So it is a very similar, actually. The same theme is there. Srimad Bhagavatam is actually not very different. Yes, Bhavadvida Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibhu Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani Swantastena Gadabrita. Yes, that is a verse where Yudhishthira Maharaj is telling to Narada that you are verily holy place, walking holy place. Bhavadvida Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibhu Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani Swantastena Gadabrita. So, that way, and and we know that how Narada himself became a devotee, is it not? How did Narada become devotee? So, he himself explains in the first canto, it has been explained. He himself is speaking about his life to Vedavyas, and he's saying that in my previous life, I was the son of a Shudra. Shudrani. And I somehow or another got an opportunity to serve Bhaktivedantas. My mother was serving these holy men, sannyasis, paramahamsas. And I got the opportunity to serve them. I got the opportunity to take prasad from their plates. I could see them walking, sitting, interacting with each other, reading shastra. The way they walked, talked and everything, I observed them very carefully. And everything that they were doing then became very dear to me. Became very dear to me. And then as a result of that, he became Narada. He became Narada. So, you see, the devotion is attained through association only. Just as water comes through pipes and electricity comes through electric cables, a devotion comes through a series of, or a chain, or a parampara, or a sampradaya of devotees. You cannot get devotion by simply reading books. Just by becoming a Vedic scholar, or you cannot. Even Krishna, he wanted devotion. He did not get it. Because he doesn't have devotion. Then he had to take shelter of Radharani. That's why Gauranga Mahaprabhu, isn't it? Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shakti Rasma Ekatmanam Abhi Bhuvi Pura Deha Bhedam Gata Utav. So Krishna, it is explained that Radha Dyuti Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. The Krishna Swarupam, but what happened? He took the Bhava of Radha and he took the color of Radha. Dyuti and Bhava. Radha Dyuti Bhava Suvalitam. So that is the principle, that if you want devotion, you should be in contact with the devotee who has devotion, and that's how you get it. So this is a very recurring theme in Srimad Bhagavatam. Again and again, this association of devotees has been emphasized. You see, and we see the other examples of hunters like Mrigari, who got the association of Narada in turn. Narada became a devotee by association, and then he gave his association to Mrigari the hunter, and Valmiki for that matter also got association, and that's how he became a great saint. And Narada met other devotees like Dhruv and Prahlad, and that's how the thing goes. So from association of a devotee you become a devotee, and an association of a materialist you become a materialist. You stay a materialist. Yes. And that's why in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he suggests to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that why don't you please meet Maharaj Pratap Rudra? He's such a nice, wonderful person. He's your fan and he's your devotee. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being a strict sannyasi, he says, no, I will not meet him. Externally, he was showing that what is a standard that a sannyasi or a devotee should observe. Because even though Maharaj Pratap Rudra was a great devotee, he was in the position of a king. And kings generally are, they are ambitious and materialists, and they can be very materialistic actually. So Mahaprabhu says that a sannyasi has no business meeting with such people, like a Raja or something like that. So he says that Virakta Sannyasi Amar Raj Darshan Stri Darshan Sama Vishera Bhaksha. He says, he's telling Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Virakta Sannyasi Amar, that I am a sannyasi. I am expected to be renounced. I mean, the renounced order of life. And it is as dangerous for me to meet a king as it is to meet a woman. It is equal to meeting a woman for a sannyasi or associating with a woman. And it is very dangerous, and it is as good as drinking poison. Stri darshana sama vishera vaksha. Stri darshana sama vishera vaksha. Vishera vaksha. Visha. Visha means poison. Yes. And therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, in another verse, he says, Nishkinchanasya bhagavad bhajanon mukasya param param jigamishur bhavasagarasya Sandarshanam Vishayinam Atayoshitam Cha Ahanta Hanta Vishavakshanatopya Sadhu. So another warning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nishkinchanasya Bhagavat Bhajanon Mukhasya, that if a person is expected or expecting to be a Nishkinchana Bhakta of the Lord, renounced devotee of the Lord, and param param jigameshur bhavasagarasya, and if he is serious about crossing the ocean of material existence, then sandarshanam vishayinam athayoshitam cha, then one should never associate with a materialistic person who's engaged in sense gratification, or a woman similarly engaged in sense gratification. Vishayinam athayoshitam cha Ahanta hanta vishabhakshanato pyasadhu. So he says that it is worse than drinking poison. Worse than drinking poison. Why? Because poison will kill you once, But sense gratification, which is also known as Vishaya, comes from the same root, Visha, Vish and Vishay. That means they both cause deaths. Yeah. But Vishaya is more dangerous than Visha, because if you drink poison, you die only once. But sense gratification will kill you life after life. Isn't it? Isn't it the desire for sense gratification due to which we are being born and then again and again and again? So therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke this verse to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, saying that one should not associate with these people who are rolling in money and, you know, just so proud of their hard-earned wealth. And that is not the duty of a sannyasi. That's not virakta sannyasi ami. Virakta sannyasi. Amar rajadarshan stri darshan sama vishera bhakshan. Are you trying to give me poison, Sarabhavam Bhattacharya? Mahaprabhu was very strict, you see. You know, and I just recently met my college friend, you know, from college days. Like after 20 years, I'm meeting him. He's in Florida. He stays there. He came to meet me. Ah, yes, somebody has sent a message about that verse. Yeah. Somebody has sent a message, Nishkinchanas. How prompt you people are. Huh? Immediately, you all are doing research and you all are doing that messaging and all that. Very prompt people. Amazing. Proactive. Yeah, that's the way to stay awake, you know, in a class. Like you do some research and, you know, just compile the notes and things like that. That's how we also kept ourselves awake during classes. Many times we are like, you know, drowsy and things like that. So I was speaking about my friend, you know, and he's in Florida. He came to meet me just a few days ago. And he says that he's not a devotee. He's not a devotee. And he says, but he visits these Swaminarayan people. And he was saying that Swaminarayan people, they are different. And, you know, even when a class is going on, the women sit separately and the men sit separately. They don't mix at all. So they're pretty, strict in that sense. We have to give it to them for that. You know. But of course, our sampradaya is not about this. We do not follow that kind of a standard. We are different. And Swaminarayan people, they're strict and all that, but we deviate, or rather they have deviated from the philosophy which we say that, you know, in the sense that they believe that Swaminarayan is Bhagavan, but we don't accept that. See? And there are certain differences. And at the same time, we are not like Jain sannyasis, you know, munis who are just plucking out their hair from their head. We are not that strict. Because our main goal is to be a devotee. Sannyas and all other things are secondary only to devotion. And whatever it takes to spread the message of Krishna consciousness, we will do. If it means that we have to speak with materialistic people, or we speak with women, we do that because it's service of the Lord. For the service we can, but not for sense gratification, we mix with them. So that is the whole idea. And that is the way that our acharyas have taught us. Srila Prabhupada has taught us, and we follow that. So that thing has to be kept in mind, that not for sense gratification, but for service. So the very important principle is that the desire to serve Krishna comes from devotees, and the desire to engage in sense gratification comes by association of materialistic people. So nevertheless, the principle is association. If you get that a good association, Krishna conscious association, we will be liberated, else we will be bound up in the cycle of birth. And therefore, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that Srimad Bhagavatarthanam Asvadau Rasikahi Saha Sada Sajatiya Shai Snigdhe Sadhau Sangha Satovari Sadhu Sangha Swatovari. Srimad Bhagavatarthanam, that means study Srimad Bhagavatam, relish Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of Rasikaha, in the association of devotees who have taste for Srimad Bhagavatam. That means from your guru, or that means from other devotees, other Vaishnavas. But we may say, but you know, I don't get along with other devotees so well. You know, I can get along with some, I cannot get along with others. So what to do? Never mind, Srimad Bhagavatam says, it is natural. It's natural. So it is said, Sajati Ashaye Snigdhi. So associate with like-minded people, like-minded devotees. Never mind. Sajati Ashaye, which means that of your own type, with whom you can get along. Sajatiya also means that who are in the same mood. Like, for example, there are other Vaishnavas, like, you know, there is Sri Sampradaya, there is this Rudra Sampradaya. They are also Vaishnavas. But Sajatiya, which means that those who are in the same mood, your own Sampradaya people. As I said, even Swaminarayan people, they may do Radha Krishna, you know, discussions and Srimad Bhagavatam discussions and all, but preferably we should not go and sit in those kind of assemblies because they are not Sajatiya. So Sajatiya Ashaye, and also it means that whomever you can get along well, preferably we should get along with everyone. Why not? If they are devotees, if they are sharing the same mood, then why not? Snigdhi, advanced in devotional that those who are they are having an attachment to Krishna. Sadhav Sangha Swatovare. So, that way. So, that one may say that what to do, I don't have taste. I don't have taste for Krishna consciousness. Then again, Srimad Bhagavatam says, Shushrusho Shaddadanasya Vasudeva Katharuchi Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punyatirtha Nishevanat. If you don't have taste for Srimad Bhagavatam, what are you supposed to do? If you do not have taste to sit in Srimad Bhagavatam, if you do not have taste to read and, you know, discuss and all these things, then what to do? Never mind, you serve devotees, you serve your guru, you serve the Vaishnavas, do some management, or, you know, do some prasad serving, or do some whatever, like, you know, make some notes and, you know, give it, spread it to devotees or something you can be engaged in. And by rendering service to the devotees, then you get the taste to hear from them. That's why Krishna says, Tadvitti pranipatena pariprashtena sevaya upadekshanti de jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshina. Tadvidhi pranipatena, that means surrender to a devotee, surrender to guru, pariprashnena, and then you ask questions. Only when you surrender, surrender comes first, and then comes questions, then comes inquiry. Not first inquiry and then surrender. No. When Prabhupada was discussing with one Patil in Juhu Beach, and, you know, that was interesting. If you read that conversation with Patel, a lot of discussion, hard debate is going on, because Patel himself was a very learned scholar. He knew Sanskrit, he has read many Upanishads, Purans, and he was telling Srila Prabhupada, you know, that this, and so and so, so and so, so and so. And Prabhupada was chastising him, and he says, you know, you think you know more than me. And he says, no, son, Maharaj, no, Swamiji. And he says, first you surrender. He said, no, how can I surrender if I do not understand? But I have to understand. Prabhupada said, no, first you surrender. And then you inquire. So, fantastic conversation. You should hear it. You know, the morning walk conversations of Srila Prabhupada. Very hot debate was going on between them. And Prabhupada said, no, first you surrender. Don't argue. He says, no, but how can I surrender if I do not understand the philosophy and I'm not convinced. He says, no, you first surrender, then you will be convinced. That's how it works. So he says, Tad Vidhi Pranipatena. That Prabhupada quoted that verse. Tad Vidhi Pranipatena. First you surrender, first you serve. First you take shelter, and then you will understand. Otherwise, you will end up like Tapan Mishra. You know, Gaurang Mahaprabhu's Gaur Purnima You might have heard about this Tapan Mishra, who was living in East Bengal previously. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to East Bengal to teach Sanskrit, at that time we met him. And Tapan Mishra was a great scholar. He had read so many books, so many Puranas and so many Itihasas and Vedas and everything. He was a great, great, great scholar. But ultimately, he was the most confused person. He still could not understand what is the goal of life. And he meets Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who tells him that, you know, that is not how you can conclude what is the goal of life. But anyway, mercifully, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that the goal of life is to worship Krishna. Goal of life is to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So that is the way. That is the way how you can understand what is the goal of life. Not simply by reading books. So you need book Bhagavat, you need person Bhagavat. You need both. It's not that simply with Guru Sadhu Shastra. And if you, okay, you may not feel like associating or like, okay, with some people, with other devotees you may feel. But what if you don't feel like associating with anyone? Now that is a problem. Sometimes we may feel that, you know, I don't have any association of devotees. I cannot, you know, probably we may feel that we are so advanced that we cannot get along with anyone. You know, then that is the time to look into yourself, that maybe there is some problem with you. It is quite possible that our ego has reached such a limit that we feel that we are the best devotees and we are the most advanced, and it seems that no one can match up with my devotion. And we don't feel that anyone is worthy of association. Like, you know, when you speak, for example, when you speak, say maybe 100 people are sitting to listen to your talk. Now, if say 2 or 3, 4 people are sleeping, 10 people are sleeping, you can understand that it's their problem. But if only 10 people are awake and rest 90 people are sleeping, then what you should understand? Then you should think that maybe there's something wrong with you. You should adapt your message in such a way such that, because, you know, majority people are sleeping, only 5 or 10, 6 people are awake. That means maybe there's something wrong with it. So, you know, on a similar line, you can apply this formula that if you feel that there is nobody worthy of taking association, then maybe it's time to look into our own lives and think that probably the problem is with me. Who knows, maybe I am just too proud. I can't get along with anyone. So that is not the way. So therefore, sajati ashaye snigde sadho sangha svato vare. And in ISKCON, we see that great sannyasis, when we hear about their coming to Krishna consciousness, like Sri Jayapataka Maharaj, we hear that how he had come, he was crossing, and Jayanand Prabhu, I think he was, yes, Jayanand Prabhu, he was preparing the Rath cart for Jagannath Rath Yatra. And he was nailing some wood pieces, and he called Jayapataka Maharaj. I don't know what his name was previously, probably, you know, can send me in the message. So he called him and he says, can you help me with this, please? Can you just put some nails onto this? So he said, okay, fine. He seems like a reasonable person. So he came and he helped him up, put some nails, hammer some nails into that wood. And then he started appreciating him. He says, so wonderful, so amazing. And, you know, and it's rarely that people appreciate, you know, outside of devotional circles. People don't appreciate each other. In America, it seems it's even more rare. Right? So he was very impressed. Jayapataka Maharaj was very impressed and was touched, actually. John Gordon, okay, fine. Somebody says that. John Gordon, that was his name. So he was very much impressed, and he continued, you know, and he helped in building the Rath, and that was the beginning of his Krishna consciousness. And then later on, as we know that how much Jayapataka Maharaj, later on he became Jayapataka Maharaj, and how much he's now contributing to spreading the mission of Lord Chaitanya. How did that happen? The association of Jayananda Prabhu, a saintly soul like him. Now we are talking about Bharat Varsha, but somehow because of the grace of Srila Prabhupada, you know, because he traveled all over the world, he has created such holy places all over the world. So that is the glory of association. A glory of Guru Srila Prabhupada, Paramahams Vaishnava. At the age of 70, the miracle that he performed, so many devotees, that too not in India, not in Bharata, but abroad. And that also not Indians, Americans, Australians, Europeans. How difficult it is to make devotees. My God, when we preach, I realize it, how difficult it is. And more difficult to even maintain them. So association is most important, and therefore Prahlad Maharaj, in his prayers in the fourth chapter, I'm sorry, in the fourth canto, ninth chapter, he says, Bhaktim moho pravahatam tvayime prasango bhuyadananta mahatam amalashayanam enanjasolvanamurupyasanam bhavabhim Nishibhavad Gunakatham Ritapanamattah. So he says, Vaktim Muhu Pravahatam Tvayime Prasangu. That he says that Prasanga, Sangha, he says, that Bhaktim Muhu Pravahatam, that means those people who are engaged in devotional service. In that prasanga, in that association, may I always live. Ananta mahatam amalashayanam. That means those who are absolutely pure in heart, without envy, only filled with devotion. Yenan jasol vanam rubhyasanam bhavabdhim nishe bhavad gunakatham ritapanamattah. So that I may also similarly be engaged in the discussions of your glorious pastimes, and I can very easily cross over the insurmountable ocean of material existence. So Prabhupada used to say that the association is like putting an iron rod into fire. The iron rod takes on the qualities of fire. Even though it is iron, but it starts behaving like fire. So also, if we come into the association, we become like that association. That is how it works. And most importantly, of course, the Guru. Our Guru is that association. That's why it is said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Siksha Kale Shishagare Atma Samarpan Sei Kale Krishna Kare Tari Atma Sam. So coming in the association means like taking initiation. Siksha Kale Shishagare Atma Samarpan. Coming in the association means what? You are taking shelter, not just physically coming together. That is not association. Giving your heart. Agreeing to be obedient, lovingly. Atma Samarpan. So what happens during initiation? Shishyakare, Dikshakale, Atma Samarpan. And then what happens? When you accept the Guru, at that time, Krishna. Sei Kale, Krishna Kare, Tare, Atma Sam. Oh, Krishna says, he has entered into my family. He's a family member. Okay, now he's mine. He becomes Bhagavadiya. He belongs to the Lord now. Just as marriage takes place, yes. And immediately on the after the marriage, what happens? The wife belongs to the husband. The husband belongs to the wife. They belong to each other. And not only that, but also the wife's family members and husband's family members, they also become now belonging to each other. They all become related. So it's like a big family, two family units. They come together and they become one family. Just like that, when you connect to the sampradaya, when you connect to the parampara, then you join the family of devotees. And when you join the family of devotees, then Krishna accepts you as his own family. And then he awards you. And all the secrets of devotional service are revealed to you, to us. And then we make advancement of Krishna consciousness. So, that is the glory of Bharatvarsha. That Bharatvarsha, more chances of, more likelihood of meeting with pure devotees, more likely of coming across holy places. As I said, I went to Pachora. Little did I know that it's a holy place. In India, you see, now in our temple, Chopati, Girgaon Chopati. Now, little did I know that in Chopati, there's Ganga. Lord Ramchandra came here and he shot an arrow here and he created the Ganges on the ground. There's the Ganga here only where Lord Ramchandra came. And then I came to know that Mahaprabhu came to Bombay also on his tour. And it's Bharatvarsha is a place of culture. It is a place of Vedic practices. This is a place where the Varnashram Dharma and all that. It's the cradle of human civilization, Bharatvarsha. So it is so glorious. And Prabhupada used to say that Bharata, India is like a guru for the whole world. Bharata. You know what it means? Bharat. Bha means light or wisdom. Rata means to be absorbed. So, Bharata means a place where people are absorbed in wisdom. So, Bharata is the guru of the whole world. They have vision, spiritual vision. So, Prabhupada used to say, India is like that. But they are not materially advanced. Indians are not so materially advanced. Now, unfortunately, yes. Fortunately, unfortunately, India is also making material advancement, but not as much as the West. So Prabhupada said, West is like blind, very strong body, but blind. They have no culture. India is like lame, but they have got very wonderful eyes. So if the blind man takes the lame man on his shoulder, then they can go places. It's like that. So Prabhupada said that Indian technology and Western philosophy have one thing in common. Indian technology and Western philosophy have one thing in common, that they both don't work. They both don't work, it seems. So, truly, Prabhupada actually integrated the two, East meets West, in a very positive way. And therefore, we can see the harmony in that. So, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So I'll stop here, and if anybody has anything to say, we can take it here.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Wonderful class. Thank you for sharing the glorification of Narada Muni. I'm requesting devotees, if anybody have any questions or realization, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, very nice class. There is also the Yudhishthira Maharaj are saying to Vidur, when he comes back after the pilgrimages, in the first canto, that verse, that Yudhishthira Kurunti Turdhani, that verse.
I didn't quite understand that. Can somebody that Vidur came first canto something? Yes. You're right. Thank you for correcting me. Yes, that was first spoken by Yudhishthir Maharaj for Vidur. Yes, Vidur had come. Yes. Not for Narada. True. Thank you for correcting. Yeah. Is that what you are saying? Yeah. That was good. Vidura, right. Yes. Thank you.
Nice.
A slip of the tongue there. And
yeah. And Narad Muni also visits Yudhishthir Maharaj and Hastinapur. He also gives association.
So yes. Of course. Yeah. You know, I was just, as and when the thoughts are coming in my mind, I'm speaking it. So processing all that information, sometimes you say, think something, you say something else. So.
Sometimes it makes up. It's okay.
Yes. The principle is the same, actually. The principle is the same, that devotees are all devotees. It applies to Narada, it applies to Prabhupada. Then.
Yeah.
It was written by Yudhishthir for Vidur. Bhavad Veda Bhagavata Stirta Bhuta Swayam Vibhu Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani Swanta Stena Gada Vrita. Because you are carrying the Gada, Hari, Lord Vishnu in your heart. And therefore, wherever you travel, it becomes verily holy place. Yeah. Anything else? Anybody else wants?
I also wanted to find out, did your friend become a devotee or did he inquire into the one that is in USA, your friend was visiting you.
My friend was visiting me.
Yeah. So did he try to become Krishna conscious or not by the association? No.
He's not a Krishna conscious. He went to America while we were doing post graduation MBA. We were together in engineering college, and then after that we again met in Pune. We both got admission in MBA colleges. I was in a different college. He was in a different college. And then midway, he left. He went to America. He settled in Florida. So after that, that means after about nearly 18, 19 years, actually. Because we met once. Once he came and met me when I was in Pune. And then after that, I never met. So now he came again. And I met him. And today he left for back. So, you know, it's quite a coincidence that he was a reunion. I remembered Krishna meeting with Sudama. You know,
actually,
the same things like how they were speaking about, oh, when we were in Gurukul, remember when we had gone out and Guru had sent us to bring hard firewood. So, you know, it's very relatable. Because that's what we were also sharing. Oh, remember in college days how we were, and you know, we were doing this.
Very nice. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Very nice class.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Kanchana. Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for your class. Every time you come, you always share so many interesting facts with us. Wonderful. I just had one question. As you were speaking of, as sadhus are holy places themselves, and by taking association of pure devotees or highly qualified devotees, you make other devotees. But I was wondering, when it comes to sadhakas like us, or I'm not saying you, but like most of us on the call, and if we're preaching to someone and, you know, but we've been preaching to them for a while, but they don't have the opportunity or a lot of opportunity for other association or, to do a lot of service. How do you know? Because I often think, you know, I try to get people to go to temples and things like that, because I'm certainly not qualified to, you know, make devotees, so to speak. What do we do about that? How do we transition them to moving, to progressing, to advancing in their Krishna consciousness?
I'm not sure if I actually followed exactly what is the problem that you are facing.
So when you're preaching to someone and you know, who's brand new, you're preaching to them, they're interested. However, you know, like I said, I try to get them to go to temples and things like that and get more association and things like that, but there aren't a lot of opportunities for that. Sometimes it's where they live, where they don't have other devotees around them, or a temple, or, you know, things like that. Because in the U.S., everything's so spread out, and there are certain places where we have lots of temples and other places where we don't.
That is true. That's a challenge, and that's where I think you need to use your creativity. Mm-hmm. Certainly a challenge, but you have to come out with newer and newer ways to engage them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you never know, I mean, because you know that person better, so you'll have to see what they have to offer, and you can see that how what they are good at can be connected with Krishna consciousness, like how Srila Prabhupada did. Just today I went to Jahangir Art Gallery, because one of my godbrother Brahmacharis in the ashram is also an artist. Mm-hmm. And he has painted beautiful Prabhupada's portraits and his disciples' portraits, and Bhakti Vinod and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Probably you've heard about him, Haridas Thakur Prabhu.
Mm-hmm.
And you've heard about Jadurani Mataji and, you know, all those great artists whom Srila Prabhupada engaged in painting all the wonderful Krishna and Radha and Vrindavan photographs that you see. Even in, you know, when you come to, have you come to India, Vrindavan?
I have, but I've only been, I've been to Vrindavan.
Okay, you've been there, no? You've seen how the temple is, you know, painted. So many paintings of beautiful Krishna paintings are there.
Yes.
So, you know, that's how Prabhupada was so expert, you know, at engaging people in the Lord's service. So, you know, that's a challenge for preachers, to see how you can engage people. Because unless people are not engaged, they will not be happy.
Mm-hmm.
They will not feel satisfied. So if they're writers, then you can tell them to write some articles. Or if they're photographers, you can tell them to come and photograph and make a blog or something. You know, you'll have to, I think devotees in America may have to come and sit together and brainstorm as to how to engage, depending on the skill of that particular devotee.
Right. Okay.
So that's how we have to, somehow or another. Yena kena prakara. But most importantly, I think you should tell them to, you know, the chant Hare Krishna. That is very important also.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Maybe a new devotee may not chant, but still you should insist that chant Hare Krishna.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so so say, for instance, say if they are chanting and that's all that they can do in this lifetime, they will at least get, you know, be able to come back to Krishna consciousness in their next life.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can teach them cooking, you know, why not? You teach them. Prabhupada said, if someone eats prasad, you'll get a human form in the next.
Mm-hmm.
So give them prasad, give them a taste of prasad. And the most important thing is that affection. Not really. That's what people need, that affection.
Mm-hmm.
When you connect with them with affection, and when they see that you're so happy to meet them, then they will look forward to meeting you.
Mm-hmm.
When you're enthusiastic, enthusiasm is that is what is attractive. You're enthusiastic, people feel that, okay, you know, I want to be with these people.
Mm-hmm.
So we shouldn't forget that. We are not the preacher. Many times we may feel, you know, how am I going to do it? But we should not think that we are the people who are going to inspire these people. It's not us. It is the Lord, actually. We are representing the Lord. And the moment you think like that, all the burden is taken off our heads. You know, and then all of a sudden you feel the enthusiasm. Many times I feel, you know, I become nervous that, okay, how am I supposed to inspire this person? You know, But then you have to remind yourself, it's not you, it's Krishna. You know, it's Krishna. Krishna will do the magic. All I have to do is just be a medium and act like a servant. Share your life with them. You know, share that, okay, what I did and all the nonsense I did and then how I was delivered. you know, and when you share your life, like how Narada shared his life with Vedavyas, you know, I was a son of a Shudrani and you know, all that. And so when people, when you share your own life with people, they can relate with you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. It's not that, you know, we came from the sky directly. No, we've had similar backgrounds. And so that way, when you share, I think that's how people start connecting with you. And some or another think of how they can be engaged, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's why it's not easy to be a preacher. I think that is a challenge. I remember when I was in Pune in the initial days of my Krishna consciousness, the then temple president, the greatest challenge for the temple president, he used to say, was how to engage the brahmacharis who are now in the temple. Mm-hmm. You made brahmacharis, now they have come here, now there are say maybe 25 brahmacharis. How do you engage all of them?
Mm-hmm.
So how to engage them? Because they have to be happy.
Right.
It's not that you like to do everything. You may like to do something. So then you have to give them. That's something which they like. Some may be, you know, interested in calligraphy, artists, or some arts, or music, or some mridanga, or then drums they play, something like that. You have to discover that.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you for the encouragement. I appreciate it. Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Anybody have any further questions?
You can't hear Prabhuji?
Yeah, now I can hear.
Hare Krishna,
Mataji, go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanavad Pranam. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a beautiful class. Very nice class, Prabhuji. Like, I really like the point. Basically, it struck me that for today is you were telling like how sadhus creates you know, wherever they goes, they carry Krishna. That's why, you know, they creates the holy places. Like you were trying to explain about the place that you didn't know about it, right? That was very nice. I mean, like person who carries Krishna with them, they can create anything, anything. That is very, very nice. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very beautiful examples you have given. And about the association also, how, you know, association plays a key role in our Krishna consciousness. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. In fact, you people woke me up. I was like napping. When Shyama Gauri Mataji called me and says, it's a class, Prabhuji, can you please come online? I said, really? And I was like, I was not so much kind of, I was
sorry, Prabhuji, I didn't, you know, I should have mentioned that time has changed and I just simply said 4:50 because I got
I saw the old timings. I thought, you know, daylight, daylight or whatever savings.
Yes, yes.
Thank you very much for tolerating me and thank you for giving me the service. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for your wonderful class. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for enlightening class today. We are very grateful to you and we look forward to your association again in the future. Let's pay our obeisance to Prabhuji.
శ్రీమద్భాగవతం
ప్రభుపాద వైష్ణవృందకి కృష్ణ ప్రభుజీ
Krishna.
What a group of sincere people you have online. Huh? My God, I can see that your group is, you know, increasing and increasing consistently. You all are 40 people coming daily for Bhagavatam class. Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Really brilliant. Amazing. So inspiring. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Do we have a program today?
No, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
See you tomorrow. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.